Well, good morning, Mac. How been ya?
Hello, Mac. Two voices.
Two voices in
one boo.
In Chipton.
Well, in Asda, calf. Well, I guess it's a calf in Chipton.
Yeah, in stores, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So, when are you going to Scotland to visit?
I don't know, next year probably.
Next year.
I think we're going to meet up at Whitby. He wants to meet up, climb up the steps with him at Whitby.
You holiday there, don't you, mate?
Mac does, yeah. He loves Whitby. Fish and chips supper. That's what we need.
Like I recall the seagulls in the back of Mac's boo.
Yeah.
In Whitby.
Yeah. We've been on a place, isn't it, Mac? You've been in North Wales, you've been in Northumberland.
Somewhere in Yorkshire, I think.
That was the East Coast, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was Sea Aces. I'm trying to think of the place he's been to. Clamborough Head.
I said to Mac once, I think there's a theme in his holidays, in a way,
yeah.
Or in his whole kind of outlook, in a way, and experience of life, which is a retreat to, a going away to, these are the holidays.
Yeah.
A being in that retreat space, and then but also returning to, coming back to.
Yeah.
And so you'll hear that in his boos about the holidays, but you'll also hear it in smaller ways about moments in his days, and it's a really clear thing in his experience of life. Like, it's very intriguing, it's very beautiful, and I think the breathing space matches that.
That's what I try and do with my photos. You know, I often stop and just look and listen. I think with the audio being now, I can now record it for my own benefit as well. Like when I went to the River Severn, just stood on the river watching the ducks and the train come past. So I think it's good.
So maybe that's where the three of us have a kind of camaraderie around the breathing space.
Yeah.
Whatever it is,
it's
something that's sympathetic with that.
Well, I've always wanted to go to breathing spaces. I've never really knew what it was. It was just something I've always done.
Yeah.
Maybe Max the same. Dynamic, what do you reckon?
Yeah. Well, you'll have to let us know, mate.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
So Adrian's bought me this beautiful calendar. You might have received a copy already, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the photographs are absolutely gorgeous.
We ought to do my weather reports, got lots of wild book about the weather. Beautiful sunny day here, Mac. Wish me blue clouds, it's quite warm as well, isn't it? I've even got my coat on.
Yeah, I left my coat at home, unusually.
Yeah.
And we're joined here on the table by a furry...
Furry spoffle.
Spoffle.
Grilled in the hangout. Maybe it was September, something like that.
I remember Mac's first attempt at a spoffle. Have you heard that, Boo?
No.
It was a sock.
A sock?
Yeah. And it, something went awry with it. It didn't do the job. Yeah, it was a windy... He took it out on a windy day, and he said, oh, no, I think it's working, and, it was the way he attached it.
Yeah.
It was a bit of sticky tape or something, or an elastic band. Anyway, it all went wrong.
Yeah.
But eventually, now he's like you, professional.
He's got a wig now from a football game.
You're pulling my leg.
No, it's a bright orange, one of the things from the World Cup, I think. Mm. Like one of those hats. And he's into a... Harry Spuffle. I couldn't find one. I was going to make one, but so I found this on eBay. It's 15 quid, I think. It does the job, though.
Yeah, it does the job.
I don't know if you have to wash it, right? I don't know. I've never washed it. Made in England as well. I think it came from Birmingham, actually. Because inside here, we don't need it. 4 minutes, blimey. So lots of people walking past the window, doing the shopping. Christmas music in the background.
Adrian's doing a soundscape now.
I didn't know it was two floors. One of them travelators.
Everything is here. Whatever you want, it's here. What do you want? I'll go and collect it for you.
All of it.
Just name it. It's here. Everything
haggis.
Is here.
You go look for the haggis.
Yeah? There'll be a haggis here.
Max got me on a haggis.
Have you actually had it?
Yeah, it's nice. A bit more spice than I was expecting.
Okay, well...
McSween's haggis.
It'll be here. Everything is here.
We're going to have a look. Mac, we're going to go buy some haggis. It's good though. I don't think I'd like to come to these all the time to do my shopping. I think they're too big for me. I like my elder. It's Saturday morning, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I'm here sometimes first thing to try and avoid the craziness.
We just had an house around by us from Barnes Hill. Been around about 4 or 6 weeks, something like that. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of Asda.
Yeah.
More an elder man. Sometimes they can be too big, don't you reckon?
It's a bit overwhelming.
And you can't find things, and then they move things, and you think, well, last week it was over here, now you've got to walk 5 miles from the shop to find haggis.
I try to be like a ninja in Asda. So a supermarket ninja, so I'll just, it's like, you know, scalpel like, get in, get the thing I want, and get out.
That's it, that's what I do.
Mac had a, one of Mac's early booths was, he was in a supermarket in Ireland, and he was looking for plain crisps, and he couldn't find them. And he asked Armani Blog, where are the plain crisps?
Then you have plain crisps in that, you're not willing?
Apparently not.
No, really?
And Armani Blog, to his surprise, discovered, because at first glance it seems unlikely that you couldn't get plain crisps in.
Yeah, yeah.
But Armani Blog dutifully went and came back and said, Mac, you're right. I don't know if Mac ever found the plain crisps. Or whether he discovered how and why.
You naturally assume plain crisps.
No, Mac gave a long list of various flavoured and crinkled and uncrinkled. And he might have got to the bottom of it. I don't recall. I only remember that it was a problem. That was,
maybe I'll let us know.
I think it's urgent and important.
Yeah.
We must know soon.
So yeah, Mac, we need a booth from your crisp experience.
Yeah.
Noisy soundscape.
It's looking a teacup clinking in not a virtual cup of tea, a real.
Well, that should now be behind.
Oh, it's done. It's stereo.
Yeah, so. In theory, it does a complete 360 soundscape, you know. Sorry, I'm saying. Yeah, I love it really. Yes, yeah, so no work today. I'm working Friday. Duty calls.
And I'm at work next Thursday and Friday. And then the following week. After Christmas, a couple of days.
Got to be done now, isn't it? You've got to earn a little bit of money.
I haven't yet figured out a way around that.
Nobody has this living life.
I've discovered you can live frugally, but not entirely without the need for some income.
I knew there was a way of doing it. Taxes and cancer tax and...
They're unavoidable.
I don't know.
I don't mind working a little bit.
I just don't want to... Work all hours got sense.
Yeah, I don't want to work all hours got sense. And the other thing is, the more you work, the more you get involved in the workplace stuff, the politics and the frustrations and the disappointments and the stresses.
If you imagine these big places, these big call centres.
Yeah.
Imagine all the stuff that goes on.
Yeah, I've worked in a call centre. And then you get that, if you're at the bottom rung of a big corporate thing, you'll get squeezed, so your performance will be monitored very closely and you're pushed to be productive. I think that introduces a whole level of stress.
Something you can do with that. So I think stress will get my father, you know, he had a stressful job the last 20 years of his life.
I think you mentioned he worked at a local college.
He worked at Newman College in Rottenham.
What was his job?
It was originally went there as a music lecturer, and that was his passion.
Oh, he played the organ, didn't he?
He played the organ, yeah. That's another thing Max doing for me is I've sent him a recording. I found a mini disc of a carol concert from the year 2000.
Oh, wow. Can you play it?
Yeah, I've recorded on the Zoom, and Max's going to look at the file for me. That's another job for him to do. Give me something to do when it's raining.
I think you've chosen the right chap there. If I, you know, if I had some audio that I wanted sorting out, I'd send it to Scotland.
I had a go. For my go, I wanted just the talking parts and the lesson. They were quite quiet, so I've managed to increase the volume of that. The voice selection and increasing. It's really for my mum, just so I can give her an audio CD so she can listen to it. So it didn't have to be huge quality. So I'm 13 years old, so it's never going to be a Zoom quality. It's nice to have a record in playing, because it's the first time I've really heard it for a long time.
He said initially that was his job, the music lecturer. What did he go on to do?
He then went on to doing the publicity for the college. He did all the prospectus, which is how I got into preaching. He was responsible for the photographs and the editorial, producing prospectus, and used to go around career fairs, talking to potential students. It was a teacher training college. He was originally a music teacher. He ran a little print shop called Resources, and he had some photocopies in there.
Is that what drew you into printing?
Yeah, by accident. Because he knew my original boss, but he had some work done there, the printer that I had. The two brothers and the mother and father. And I got in there because they'd arranged an interview, really had to get into the printing industry, and they must have liked me and they offered me a job, and I was there 21 years.
The rest is history.
Yeah.